How are you guys doing? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia. As many of you know, we are providing extensive coverage of the 2011 North American Out Games. We have been all week. It's been an amazing week. It's been a lot of work, and I'd just like to say thank you to all the people that have helped out. What we're doing right now is we're going to cut again to another live broadcast. I'm going to take you to the Scottish Cultural Center, where there's going to be live dance sports coverage, and I'm going to be turning you to Justin and Alexis. So I hope everybody's having a wonderful, wonderful Friday. Long weekend ahead, you know, good things coming for everybody. But anyways, I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to cue them in, and have a good day, guys. I'll probably chat with you soon.
North American Out Games.
The following program contains
sexuality,
coarse language,
nudity,
and violence.
Side effects of this program include
enhanced social awareness,
appreciation of hot boys and leather,
the urge to don rainbows,
and douse yourself with glitter.
And now, the 2011 North American Out Games, live on
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
No animals were harmed in the making of this broadcast.
We are trained professionals. Do not try this at home.
And we're here at the Dance Sports. They're currently handing out the awards. I'm here with Alexis
Stoyanov.
And it's been going pretty awesome. There's so many gowns. Everything is so shiny. And yeah, there's couples here from all over the world dancing. Yeah, like I said, they're just handing out the awards. It's a pretty cool experience. I've never been to a same-sex dance competition before.
Me neither.
Yeah. They've divided it up into different segments. So they're kind of judged based on whether they're male or male or female, and then there's various levels, and in each set they have to do more than one dance:
a waltz, a tango, and I believe it's a quick step.
Yeah. So it's been pretty cool. There's been a lot of different styles for sure. Lots of different hairdos and outfits.
Tails.
Yeah, and tails.
Suits with tails.
Suits with tails. Lots of tails. So we have a lot of people seem to be going with really dressy upper parts and then pants. That seems to be one of the norms. And then, or I shouldn't say norms. There aren't any norms. This is the Out Games. Everything's just amazing. Of course, there's lots of amazing gowns. We were chatting with a couple from Oregon, and one of them had this awesome,
beautiful, bright orange dress with sparkles
out.
And yeah. Flowers.
Yeah, and then there's a lot of the men. There's a lot of really, really fancy, really tailored suits.
And that's vests awesome. And also sparkles.
Yeah. So who do you think, who's been your favorite couple so far?
I think my favorite is couple number 37,
yeah.
Who we will chat with again later, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're a couple from San Francisco.
Yes, and they made it into the final, so they'll be competing again tonight.
Yeah, yeah. So for anyone who's interested in coming out to dance sports, so there's it actually runs the entire day. So dance started for us really, really early. We arrived here about 9:30 in the morning, and there were couples already dancing. They've been dancing since 9. And the competition started at 10. There's multiple levels, so they kind of had a preliminary dance to kind of figure out where the judges kind of guessed where people were at. And then just before now, at about 11:30 today, they had they got split into whether they were C rank, B rank, or A rank. The C rank just finished dancing,
and they're now giving away the awards for the intermediate level.
Yes. And for anyone who's wanting to catch the really, really advanced people, they'll be dancing tonight here at the Scottish Cultural Centre. So be sure to, if you really, really like dance sport, stay tuned for that. All right, so we're going to sign off for a bit, and we're going to leave you with You Can't Stop the Beat from Hairspray.
It is July 26, 27, 28.
So what would be something you would discuss that relates to the youth?
One of the things I think they really...
grocery clerk, unprepossessing. some think the boy's a jerk. They have a blessing. But when he starts to move, he aims to please, which only goes to prove that sometimes in a clerk you find a Hercules. He hasn't much that's plus. You might describe him thus. A false alarm, a broken arm, an imitation Hitler, and with littler charm. But oh, can that boy foxtrot? His mouth is mean,
he's not too clean.
What makes him look reptilian? Or when the lights are low. And oh boy, can that boy foxtrot right now. As I speak of him, I hear a drop. And oh,
congratulations, how many medals did you guys win?
I think we got all the five single dances. We won them, yeah.
No, when I saw you guys dancing, I'm like, I'm not going to introduce them. No, anyway, so you guys competing tonight as well?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so we're back here on our coverage of the 2011 North American Out Games. We just finished the morning awards for the dance sport competition, and we're here with two dancers from Germany.
Yes, I'm Petra, and this is Caroline.
Caroline.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
So, congratulations. You guys seem to have won a lot of medals.
Thank you very much.
So how long have you guys been dancing together?
Oh, we danced together I think 10 years.
10 years?
Yes.
Wow, so how did the two of you get started on dance?
Oh, well, that's very easy. We always were interested in sports and doing sports, and we wanted to do sports together. And since we are coming from Cologne, Germany, which is a country with a hard winter time, no outdoor sports are possible, so we decided to do an indoor sports. And what sport can you do together indoor? It's dancing. So that's why.
Of course. And you guys, so you've been together for dancing for 10 years.
Yes.
So how did you guys meet?
Oh, we have been a couple before.
Yep.
So that's okay. We met before we danced together.
Okay, that's great. Awesome. And so, like, tell us a bit about how you prepare for competitions. How much dancing do you do every week?
Oh, well, we practice, I think, around about 4 times a week, sometimes even more. Sometimes less. It's depending on professional instances. And we have a lot of competitions in Europe. So I think it's roughly once a month that we dance a competition. So we are fit all year long.
Great. So how is it kind of dancing in North America? Is it different from dancing in Europe?
No, this time it's the same. Like last week we were in Rotterdam, the Euro Games, and it was the same. In Rotterdam there were more couples than here, but the dancing and the dance floor, I think it's the same.
Yes, I think too it's very comparable. It's only that in Europe we have more countries with a little longer same-sex dance tradition than in North America. And there are more countries, so we have more couples. So in the Euro Games, for example, in the grading event of A level or of all women's, we had about 70 couples only in the women's division. So more than in the complete competition that is here today.
70, that must have been the site. There must have been gowns everywhere.
Yes, yes. It was, indeed, it was in a huge arena, which is called Ahoy. It's where stars like Kylie Minogue or some people like that do their performance, and there have been the Eurogames dance competition.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit bigger than here, but it developed in a very same and very comparable way. So we started in Europe too with smaller competitions, and this is very comparable.
Okay. So how is, you know, kind of being a same-sex couple, in the 10 years you've been doing this, has the reception and support always been good? Or have there been times when, you know, you've kind of run into some taboo?
Yes. No, it was very hard in the beginning. So 10 years ago, it was very hard for a woman or a male dance couple to find a place to practice. So we had severe difficulties in finding a team where we could practice. So some people had closed doors, and people rejected same-sex couples. So it was a kind of hard fight to get the acceptance that we have today. For example, in Germany, the same-sex dancing couples are members of the straight dance community of Germany. So we are embodied now, but it was a 10-year fight to get that.
Yes.
It was not easy in the beginning.
Okay.
It's not only for us individually, but for the same-sex dancing scene.
Yes, yes. So now it's definitely a lot more open and...
Yes, yes.
And you're finding you don't necessarily need to close band, dance band, close doors anymore.
Yes, that's true.
Yes.
At least not in Europe. Maybe in some Eastern European countries, it's still difficult. Something like Russia, for example, maybe Hungary, where the next Eurogames are, there are some issues, and it's not so safe. We are not sure.
And so have you been to Vancouver before?
No. It's the first time in Vancouver to Wednesday.
Yeah. We have been to Montreal for the Out Games in Montreal, but that's the other side of Canada as far as we know.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
And we're pretty happy the sun came out for you guys. So that's been awesome. So what kind of fun things have you been up to since besides dancing?
In Vancouver, you
yes.
mean? Okay, we have done the bicycle ride around Stanley Park and around the coastline, which is, I think, a very, very attractive bicycle ride. We've never seen something like that before. We've been to Granville Island and to the aquarium, and I think we have seen a lot of places downtown, mm-hmm. so Robson Street and Yale Town and, places like Chinatown and Guest Town. And so we've walked a lot. Yes. So we were already warmed up when we came to the competition.
That's good.
And what about on the weekend? Are you ready for Pride, for the parade?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
We are here and meeting friends from America,
mm-hmm.
and we will go to that parade, and we will have much fun.
Yeah. So for all the places you've been, since you've done a lot of traveling,
yes.
So what's kind of one of the favorite places you've been to or you keep going back to?
Oh, well, I think that Vancouver will be stand very high on that list because it's a very nice city. It's very relaxed. It's very green and it's very much nature. And in Chicago. I think Chicago is...
in Chicago.
Yes. Because it was in the Hilton, and Chicago is a very nice city, in the summer at least, mm-hmm. with a lot of arts. And we like London too.
Yeah, yes.
But
yeah.
I think these are the three.
Yeah. Mm. And in your guys' opinion, where's the kind of the best place in the world to kind of get your dance on?
For dancing?
Yes.
For dancing?
Oh, well, I think that the best place for dancing in the world is Germany.
Good answer. Guess we have to go visit you guys then. Yes.
And you guys just won a bunch of medals. Can you tell us what divisions you just won in?
For today or for... today we'll dance the graded event. So the organization here is a little bit different from Europe. In Europe we have some classes, and here we will dance the A class standard, which is the highest class of same-sex dancing, and the final rounds will be in the evening, and that will be also the North American Championships. But of course we can't compete in the North American Championships because we are no residents here. We can win the Out Games competition, but not the North American Championships.
But this is okay.
Yeah, of course.
But we're definitely going to have you here. Yeah. Okay, so before we leave, could you guys say your names again?
I'm Petra Zimmermann from Germany, Cologne.
And I'm Caroline Privou from Germany, Cologne.
And where can we find you guys online?
Oh, well, we don't have a website, but same-sex dancing is very well organized. And we have a website, which is www.essda.eu. So there you can find a listing of all competitions all over the world, even the North American Outgames. So that's the place to look if you're interested in same-sex dancing.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. Thank you so much. So this is Justin Saint and...
And Alexis Stroymanoff.
And we're here with...
Petra.
Caroline.
And they're the fantastic dancers from Germany. You're listening to the 2011 Vancouver North American Outgames coverage on CITR 101.9.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
The following program contains
sexuality.
We're out at the Vancouver Pride Parade and Festival on Sunday, July 31st, starting at noon.
Get your spot early and join over 500,000 spectators from around the corner and across the globe. Come celebrate Pride and join us in sending the message to educate, liberate, and celebrate.
Welcome to Pride. For more information, visit vancouverpride.ca.
Start celebrating Pride Weekend at the Kaya Davie Street Dance Party, powered by TELUS. This massive street party is in the heart of the Davie Village. The electrifying event will be packed with disco dancers and partiers kicking off Pride Weekend.
Catch Pride Fever at this summer's most spectacular street party. We'll see you on Davie Street on Friday, July 29th, from 7 p.m. until midnight. Friday night on Pride Weekend just got better. For more information, visit vancouverpride.ca.
Ride with Pride at Playland on Saturday, July 16th, starting at noon. Put on a red shirt to show your pride.
North American Outgames in 2011. And I'm here with two lovely ladies who just won a couple medals in the morning competition. And can we have your names, please?
Danae.
And Kate. And where are you guys from?
Sacramento, California.
Also from Sacramento, California.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, so I see you guys, these are beautiful. So you won silver and gold medals.
Our first
really
gold
shiny.
Medal.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes. This framed.
I guess it would be pointless to have bronze,
yeah,
though.
Huh. Yeah. So have you guys competed in the Out Games before?
No, this is our first time.
This is your first year. How long have you guys been dancing?
5 years. We've been dancing 5 years together.
Okay, great. So of all the kind of different competitions you've done over the world, like which one has been like the most fun you've had so far?
But this one is my favorite because we won a gold medal.
Great.
So true.
Good
answer. This is your first gold?
Yes, our first gold medal. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, how much time do you guys take every week to kind of practice and do your dancing?
I think over 5 years, it goes up and down. You know, when we're really practicing a lot, we might practice for 5 or 6 hours a week. When we're practicing a little, we might practice for an hour a week.
Yeah. And so in your real lives, what do you, in, you know, quote unquote real lives, what do you do?
We're both veterinarians.
You're both vets?
Yeah, we're both
vets.
Okay, cool. So do you guys kind of work with the animals in the day and then just take time to dance in the night? So how do you work that into your schedule? Are you guys on call or do you have a kind of a fixed...
We both work with animal shelters, so we work with a program that advises animal shelters all over the world. And that's kind of how I got into dance, that working with animal shelters is so high stakes, and if you make a mistake, there's lives at risk. And then dancing, it feels high stakes. You know, we get nervous before our competition, but the truth is, it's all for fun.
Yeah, that makes it so nice, so great.
Do you have a favorite dance? Like, I know you guys were just doing the waltz and the tango, and what's your favorite dance?
I would say our favorite, and I'm speaking for both of us, I believe, is the waltz. But really, each of the dances are special in their own unique way. They each have a different character, really, really.
What's special about the waltz?
There's just a lot of emotion, and it's one of the slower dances, so it's actually one of the more difficult dances to kind of master. And the music is great. We really like the music.
When we get it right, following in the waltz just feels like flying. It's so fun.
It does look like you're floating across the dance floor a little bit.
So, about your costumes, you guys are in very, very shiny outfits.
Thank you.
Did you make them yourselves?
Yes, she did.
I did.
Oh, yeah. So, they're really cool. So, do you have a sewing background as well?
Well, I learned how to sew when I was 6 years old. My mom taught me to sew. One of the best things never did. And so I have dabbled in sewing most of my life, and I enjoy sewing. It was really fun to sew this dress for Kate.
Yeah. So you guys look very well put together. You definitely stood out on the dance floor.
She was sewing our first costume before our very first competition. We've been dancing for about 6 weeks. And her sewing room is in a trailer. And I stepped on a bee and it bit me in the foot.
On the day of our competition.
Till she almost threw up.
It was
injuring your foot for competition?
Yes. So we had to quickly lace my foot up, my shoe on before it swole up. And then I danced with a bee sting for my very first competition.
What a trooper. And for our listeners, we should tell you that the costume that Kate is wearing right now is a long, flowy leopard print dress with some black patches. And is that chiffon peeking through down there?
Yes.
Sparkly chiffon. And both of them have glitter and a matching bow tie. Yeah.
And the bow ties have rhinestones on them, which match the color.
It's our main discretionary spending now is on rhinestones.
Yes.
Yeah. We love rhinestones at CITR.
Absolutely.
And they're a popular thing at this competition, it seems.
Very,
very
popular. One of the main reasons to be a same-sex ballroom dancer is to get into the rhinestones.
So let's talk about your experiences, as a same-sex dance couple. How has the reception been to, you dancing together?
It's been incredibly friendly.
Yeah.
I think people find it, there's something that's just sort of humorous about it. And I was never really a girly girl, so when people found out this is what I'm doing with my spare time now, they're like, Kate Hurley, seriously? Fake eyelashes and everything? Yep. I never thought I would have it bookmarked on my computer, fakeeyelash.com.
Oh, good. So it sounds like it's been a great experience for you guys so far. Is there a big a same-sex dance community in Sacramento?
Yes. We have a really big same-sex dance community in Sacramento. Really. Probably San Francisco and Sacramento have a really big dance community.
We actually have a same-sex dance competition in January in Sacramento called Dancing in the River City.
Yeah.
Theme this year is Pink Panther. So for all your listeners out there.
Trek down to Sacramento.
Awesome.
I'll have to go visit.
January.
Yeah.
You guys are already preparing for that one?
Oh, yeah.
Heck oh, yeah. Yes. Yes.
We're already thinking about our costumes.
Yeah. Costumes are big fun.
So for anyone who may want to join any dance groups in Sacramento or find you guys online, do you have any places where they could go?
You should look for Dancing with Pride. And also a lot of us dance at the Ballroom of Sacramento.
Excellent. And as a question, so do you guys kind of branch out into the straight dance community as well?
We take lessons and classes at a studio that also has a straight community there.
Yeah.
But I went to a straight dance competition and it just wasn't the same sense of playfulness. Like, people were fierce in the dressing room.
I've seen those competitions on TV and they look really intense.
Nobody there will lend you their fake boobs.
Oh my. Yeah, we noticed here that there was a little cheering squad in the audience, and I realized they were actually composed of dancers.
Yeah.
So
everybody really is supportive of everybody. So it's a lot of fun to dance.
Something about the same-sex community and people sort of breaking out of roles that they've always been constrained by, or living roles that they've always wanted to live. That brings out the best in people, I think.
And so have you made any friendships that have kind of lasted in the 5 years that you've been here in the dance community?
Definitely, yeah.
Some of our best friends.
Yeah, you basically see them over and over again, right?
Yeah. Yep. And it's so fun. Some people that live quite far away from us that we would never see frequently, we see them at the dance competition. So really, it makes for a really nice community.
Social event.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Okay, well, so thank you so much. So if you could please say your names again.
My name is Kate Danae.
All right, Kate and Danae from Sacramento, California. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Hopefully you can edit that if I'm not supposed to say boob on the radio.
Well, it's a conference. I'm going to talk about human rights. The conference itself is at the Sheraton Wall Center in downtown Vancouver. And it is July 26, 27, 28. Interesting things that we're going to be having is a session by individuals from Rutgers University. You may remember several months ago a Rutgers student committed suicide because he was taped by two of his classmates in a compromising position, and he just was so shamed by that he committed suicide. And Rutgers actually has a project that they are hosting and implementing, which is intending to break down those stereotypes, break down those barriers, and not have this kind of catastrophe happen at their institution ever again. So it, of course, is a catastrophe that happened, but to the credit of that organization, they took immediate steps to address it and to make sure that it doesn't happen again. So not something you would ever expect to do, would have to protect your privacy, but which this young gentleman didn't think he had to protect his privacy, and then to have it intruded upon in such a gross way, was for him, it was a catastrophe, and he just couldn't face life after that, which itself is a tragedy.
This is Samantha Max Mommy. You're listening to 101.9 Queer FM Vancouver.
Well, it's a conference and talk about human rights. The conference itself is at the Sheraton Wall Center in downtown Vancouver, and it is July 26, 27, 28.
Okay, and can you just give us a quick overview of what the Breakfast Champions is?
The Breakfast with Champions has two purposes. One, it is to get people out of bed, because we don't want someone... people are coming for this conference, they're coming a long way, and they're going to be tired, there's going to be jet lag, but they're also...
Or I think they might be announcing. Yeah, you can.
Oh, if they're announcing right now.
They're announcing.
Or not. Okay, we're good. Okay.
Nice background.
Okay, so we're here back at Dance Sports, and we're here with...
My name is Andrea Logren.
I'm Autumn Bay.
And where are you guys from?
We're from Portland, Oregon.
Okay, from Portland, Oregon. Awesome. And how long have you guys been dancing together?
About 3 years.
3 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that was a bit of a from the Outgame staff. Now, you've been together for 3 years, and how long have you been competing?
Actually the same amount of time. I came from a different dance background when I met Andrea, and she kind of introduced me into the competitive international world, and kind of been going ever since.
So before you kind of started doing the same sex kind of dances, did you guys do more quote-unquote traditional dancing before?
I didn't, but you did.
Yes, I did. I did, yes.
Yeah. And so for you, how has that kind of changed your view on dance?
The style
or the
dance
experience,
or the
even
sex, yeah, dancing. The
yeah.
style,
yeah.
The style is extremely different. I'm used to doing American social dancing, and this is a much more competitive, rigid kind of standard dancing, and it's so rewarding. It's a lot of hard work, and it's very, very rewarding. But it makes all of my movement and everything that I do, as far as walking, exercise, getting in and out of the car, it makes it. I feel better. I move better, and I feel healthier and.
That's great.
Graceful.
Yeah. And so, just for your personal lives, this isn't in Oregon. I don't really know how receptive people are, but how did, like, say, when you started doing same-sex dancing, how did people react to that?
The same-sex community is very, very welcoming, and I've just had nothing but good experiences with everyone I've met in this community.
That's
and
good.
We dance at a ballroom where we're the only same-sex couple, or maybe one of two, and everyone has been really nice to us. Mm-hmm. There's occasionally a little blips or confusion, I think, that has more to do with ignorance than anything else, but interpersonally, everyone is very, very kind. So I've been kind of the pioneer same-sex dancer in several ballrooms, and it's been a very positive experience.
Great. And so have you guys been traveling a lot to go to these competitions?
Yes.
We do. We compete in San Francisco once or twice a year, and then last year we went to Cologne, and Andrea, you've been...
I've been to Montreal and Copenhagen and Chicago and New York, too.
Great. And so while you're traveling, what's kind of the craziest, most fun experience you've had?
Crazy good, crazy bad.
Crazy bad was the airline losing our costumes.
Yes, indeed. That was last year in Cologne. They lost our costumes. So,
but we
got them back maybe the morning before our competition.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
I think crazy good was after we won the gold medal last year. We had a really fun time partying afterwards with some friends from Montreal.
We ran into a bunch of people downtown and had a nice party, and then we're actually seeing them here for the first time today. So, yes.
Yeah, and can you talk about the international community? Is it kind of like a smaller group? Do you see the same people
Yeah. I do see the same people, but I actually like that. And everybody's really supportive in the same-sex community. From what I hear about the regular ball and Queenie, is it's very competitive. And here, everybody's just like, hey, I'm so glad you're here. You look great. Oh, I loved your costumes. You look really good on the floor. Everyone's super supportive. Yeah. And so it's fun to see the same people, fun to see them get better year after year, fun to see new people come out. So yeah, that part's really good.
Yeah,
so,
and speaking of costumes, you have to I wish this translated on radio.
It's like electric orange sherbet with dark blue and orange yellow jewels and
yes, very, very shiny. Yeah, and lots of rhinestones. We like rhinestones.
Yes, yeah.
And how important is the costume when it comes to dancing?
Well, there's technique and there's show ability, and it can be, if the competition is very stiff, if there's a lot of people on the floor that are kind of the same level, then the judges will start to go to the costume and how you look, and so it can be very, very important, and it's always good to catch as many eyes as you can. So,
and it feels good to dress up, and it gives it more showmanship and things like that. I think I dance better when I'm dressed up.
Yes, I do as well.
Yeah, and it's always great. So, for anyone who kind of would be interested in starting to do dance, how would, say, in Oregon, how would they get connected with your group?
We dance at a place called the Ballroom Dance Company, so you could go online and check out their website. Autumn teaches there, so if they wanted to start taking lessons, they could take lessons with her. And even if they just wanted to find out more about the community, then we could let them know about some other things. There's some social dance groups as well. There's a big gay country community in Portland, so if you wanted to do country dancing, you could do that, and that's pretty popular and easy to get into.
Awesome. And if anyone wanted to find you guys online, you have like a Facebook fan page or website?
My name and contact is actually in the Ballroom Dance Company's website. So, and my name's Autumn Bay, so you could just click on that link and we connect.
Okay, great. Well, thanks so much for dropping by to chat with us.
You're welcome.
Again, this is
Autumn Bay
and Andrea Logren.
And this is Justin St. and
Alexis Stoymanoff from CITR.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're
gonna start. Summer is fast approaching, which can only mean one thing. The 2011 Scotiabank AIDS Walk for Life is only a few short months away.
Registration is now open for this year's walk, taking place on September 18th at Sunset Beach. Proceeds from the AIDS Walk for Life allow members of Positive Living BC to access health products and services not subsidized by other resources.
More information about this year's walk can be found at AIDS Walk for Life. Vancouver.ca.
And we're here broadcasting from the Vancouver 2011 North American Outgames on CITR 101.9. We are here live at Danceport, and someone just got greeted a happy birthday. One of the competitors is here. They brought in a fabulous, that looks like an ice cream cake.
Spider-Man ice cream cake.
Spider-Man ice cream cake. And it's very sweet. Oh, a very, very nice treat. And a lot of people have already won. A lot of medals have already been handed out. And so, yeah, it's been pretty exciting here so far. Now, we're kind of going to explain the difference between dance sport and regular ballroom dancing. So dance sport specifically is competitive ballroom dancing, as opposed to social or exhibition dancing. And it was invented to help competitive ballroom dancing gain Olympic recognition. That's pretty cool. And it's pretty demanding. There's different categories under dance sport. So there's the three main ones are standard, Latin American, and 10 dance. So here at the dance sport at the Out Games, we're at the standard.
And the standard is comprised of a few different of those standard dances, like the waltz and the quick step and the foxtrot and the tango.
Yeah, and it's been quite fun because they've been using a lot of more contemporary music for this competition. So we actually heard a Timbaland played as a waltz. Christina Aguilera's played as a waltz. They had Madonna.
Pirates of the Caribbean was a tango. That one was interesting.
That one was fun. Yeah, and these competitions are played all over the world. The youngest age category here, I believe, is 18 and above. But for dance sport in general, the age can go as low as under 12 years old. So it's a pretty, pretty big thing. And that's an Olympic event. it's been in the Olympics. The 2008 Beijing Olympics did not have ballroom dancing, and it won't be at the 2012 London Olympics either. But I personally think that it should be part of the, you know, it should be part of the Olympics. It's
yeah,
pretty awesome.
It's very athletic.
Yeah.
It's like everyone here comes off the floor sweating and panting.
Yeah. Yeah, so they definitely put a lot of, and one of the people we tried to interview actually, we're currently on our lunch break. But they're still dancing. And for one of the beginner teams here from Vancouver, they told us that they still have about 20 dances to
go,
do for
yeah,
the
event is going
to
be going on all day. And in between each of the actual dance events, they have songs played and the dancers just go back on the floor and keep going.
Yes. So it's in a bit, we're going to be playing an interview from a male couple from
California.
California, yes.
San Francisco, yeah. I believe.
San Francisco, yes, from San Francisco. They pretty much swept the floor, and we really wanted to talk to them.
Everyone was noticing them,
yeah.
And they made it to the championships, I think, so they'll be competing again later tonight.
So for anyone who wants to catch dance sports, it's running all day here at the Scottish Cultural Centre in South Vancouver. And this is the team number 37 from San Francisco. They're really, really fun, and it definitely showed on the dance floor. They were all smiles, and you know they've been dancing together for quite some time, and it you know.
And they have a lot of fun doing it
right now.
Right now, they've changed into their plain clothes, so they're out there in their jeans and sock feet.
There's a lot of hip shaking going on, and it's very, very enjoyable.
The hips come out when the judges go away.
They definitely do. And so from San Francisco, this is couple number 37.
VR guys. Tessa, you want to jump in?
We're at the danceport portion of the North American Out Games, and I'm here with...
My name is Ron Jenkins.
My name is Fotis Picharos.
Yes, and they're the team from San Francisco, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Yes. And how long have you guys been dancing together?
We've been dancing together for about 2 years now.
Yeah.
And how has that experience been so far?
It's been wonderful. We have a lot of fun together.
Yeah. So how much practice does it take to for you guys?
Wow, it's about 15 to 20 hours a week.
15 to 20 hours a week.
And how much do you compete? Do you compete a lot?
We do compete a lot. We do as many as we can. We have three local competitions in the States, and
probably about three or four competitions a year.
That's awesome. And have you guys competed in the Out Games before?
This is our first time in the Out Games. We competed in the Gay Games last summer. This is the first time we've been able to do the Out Games, so we're excited.
So, you know, this is kind of different because, you know, it's same-sex dancing. Have you guys kind of done, you know, more traditional dancing before, or did you kind of start this together?
I have before. I've been dancing for many years. I'm a professional teacher, and I have done mainstream dancing as well, yeah.
And you know, has that experience kind of made dancing a lot better for you?
Can you repeat?
Has the experience kind of made dancing a lot more exciting or different?
Much more exciting. Yeah. But I believe dancing is dancing, whoever you're dancing with. So.
Yeah.
It's very different, two men dancing or two women. It's a different dynamic than a man and a woman. So it's a lot of fun. It's very interesting.
You guys look like you're having a lot of fun out there.
We are. Hopefully it shows.
Yeah, it definitely shows. You guys have clearly posed for the camera before.
We try once in a while. What camera? Where?
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. And so in San Francisco, is there kind of a dance group that's same sex?
Yeah, there is a big community, actually, that does ballroom, Latin ballroom dances here.
Yeah, we have a big competition in April called April Follies. And then in Sacramento, there's a big competition in January of every year called Dancing in the River City. So two local big competitions each year.
Great. And
how have you guys done in those competitions? How has the season been for you?
We've done fairly well. We won a bronze medal in our B level of the Gay Games last year. And we've done fairly well locally. We were second and
congratulations.
Congratulations. Yeah. Is there any competitions that you guys are, you know, really wanting to do? What's like the biggest competition for
Our next competition is in Wanzad.
Well, I think our next one will be in Sacramento. I think the Euro Games are always a lot of fun. That was last weekend. We weren't able to go. I'd love to do that next year. I think that would be a lot of fun.
And so before we... Do you have any more questions?
I just was going to ask how your experience has been at the Out Games so far. Have you checked out any other events or been to the Human Rights Conference at all?
We have not been to the conference at all. We've not really tried to do any other events because it's our first time in Vancouver, and we're here with my partner and a friend, so we're exploring the city a lot. So
great. Yeah.
We're not going to as many events as we should probably. But.
So before we go, can you guys tell us like any cool or interesting or like really fun, like what's kind of the most craziest experience you've had doing dance?
I would say actually last year when we went to Cologne, Germany, and we did the Gay Games, it was very unexpected. It was our first major competition, and it was unexpected that we got a third place actually. So
yeah, we were very surprised. We did much better than we anticipated, and it was our first major competition, first international competition. So it was very exciting, and when we realized we were getting a medal, it was just overwhelming, a lot of fun.
Yeah, great. And yeah, so we'll keep an eye out for you guys for sure. Thanks so much for coming.
Good luck in the competition today.
Thank you very much.
So again, this was
Ron Jenkins from San Francisco.
And Fotis Picharas from San Francisco.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you both.
For 7 days in July, Vancouver will play host to another international gathering of sports enthusiasts as we host the North American Out Games. The Out Games will feature 18 different sports, from badminton to poker to hockey. The games will also include the Human Rights Conference, with workshops on diversity and an awards ceremony recognizing individuals and corporations that have influenced LGBTQ rights. Scheduled events during week-long games include a job fair, the Miss Gay and Lesbian Sports Association pageant, cultural activities, and the most amazing closing ceremonies you've ever laid witness to. The event will come to a close with a march of athletes in the world-famous 2011 Vancouver Pride Parade. Catch all the festivities, events, and parties at www.vancouver2011outgames.com. Listen to our live broadcast on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, or check out our live stream at www.citr.ca and www.queerfmvancouver.com.
It's all I wanna do, so won't you dance? I'm standing here with you, why won't you move? I'll get inside your groove, cause I'm on fire, 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 fire. It hurts when you get too close, but baby it hurts. If love is really good, you just want more. Even if it throws you to the fire, 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 fire.
All the dance. I'm standing here with you, I want you more. Even if it throws you to the fire, 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 fire,
Michel Guimond, and he's been in doing dance sport for 43 years.
Yes, I'm tired.
you don't look very tired.
Oh,
like, you look
thank
fabulous.
You,
yeah, and Michel is one of the organizers for the dance sport competition.
Yes,
today.
I am with Bat Hogan. Yes. Yeah.
So, can you tell us a bit about how dance sport kind of started?
Sure. So, dance sport is an extension of ballroom dancing, just social dancing. So when people start learning about ballroom dancing, very often they will start dancing because they have a wedding to go to or a party to go to, or the wife will pull the husband to come and learn dancing. Now, very often when people start ballroom dancing, or they're not going to like it, or suddenly, wow, they really love it. So now they take group classes at a little bit higher level. Suddenly they discover that they can compete with that. So it becomes a hobby. So the higher level that you get when you compete, it becomes almost a workout, the same type of workout you can have at the gym. This is where the word dance sport came from.
Yes, and we definitely saw a lot of the competitors, you know, were sweating.
Totally. You look at them, they dance like four dances in a row, and they dance for a minute and a half, and in between, they only have 15 seconds little break. So, I mean, you have to be fit to be able to dance four or five dances in a row with no breaks.
Yes.
So, I mean, so that's where the word dance sport comes from. So, my grandpa and grandma, they didn't do dance sport. They did ballroom dancing. Yes.
Okay. And so for same-sex dance, how did that kind of start?
Well, it didn't start with dance sport. It just started with a group here in Vancouver called Not So Strictly Ballroom, where Pat Hogan instigated the whole group because there was a need for men wanting to dance together and women wanting to dance together. Because, I mean, for me, I've danced my entire life, but I always dance in a straight world. But after a while, for me to dance to have fun, at one point I said, I want to dance with a man.
Yeah.
That's why I'm gay.
Yeah. Huh? Right?
Totally. So totally. I want to dance with a man. So she started the group, and it just grew and grew and grew. And at the beginning, it was just a social group. So when I joined them, I became a teacher for them. Uh-huh. But we still aim at the social aspect of it. So we're not a group that promote dance sport. We're a group that promote ballroom social dancing for same sex. If you discover that you really like it, we can help you out and train you to be a competitor.
Great.
Yes.
Yes. And so for you, so when you started out with Not So Strictly Ballroom, how was the reception to the group in Vancouver or in general?
Are you talking about the reception from the outside world?
Yes.
It is quite positive, actually, because, I mean, we look at, well, I wasn't there at the beginning of, so Pat would be a better person to answer that question. Okay. But, for example, 2 weeks ago, we went to Robson Square. There's every Friday night, there's ballroom dancing, social dancing, Robson Square. And, I mean, they have sent us email at Not So Strictly Ballroom to invite all our same-sex couple to come and dance with the whole group. So it is quite welcoming. It is. In the social aspect.
That's great. And so for anyone who's kind of interested in watching more same-sex dancing, besides the out games, where else, like what big competitions are held?
Well, here in Vancouver, we don't have a lot of competitions right now. This is the first one in 3 years that we have organized because we don't have a big group here. But what we have is from September until June, once a month, every Saturday night, the third Saturday of every month, we have a social dance. And this is where all the people, our group gather. So we always have between 60, 80 people that come and we just dance one whole evening. So Vancouver yet hasn't been hooked to competing. So the opportunity that we have today here is that there's so many people coming from North America outside of Vancouver. So the Vancouver people can witness what they could do, fun they could have if they want to pursue it.
Yes, and we've had some very fun interviews already with the people from San Francisco and
Germany. Yes.
Now, how many teams do you have competing from Vancouver?
From Vancouver right now, we have about six teams, six couples.
Great.
Yes, it is. Yes. Oh, it is.
Yeah. And it's been clearly well supported. We found it really fun that, you know, there was a cheering squad.
But they're francophone. Me. We're so loud. We're so shy by nature. I know.
Very, very shy.
I know.
Totally. So for anyone who wants to... I see we're almost running out of time. So for anyone who would be interested in joining Not So Strictly Ballroom, where can they be found in Vancouver?
They can find us on the website, notsostrictlyballroom.org.
And where do you usually dance?
We have classes on Commercial and Fifth Avenue, and we have classes downtown as well.
Excellent.
Yes.
Okay. So, it's 1 o'clock, so we're...
And what's up next here? Yeah.
We don't know yet. It depends how good it goes this year.
Because
let me tell you, I'm looking forward for tomorrow so I can sleep in. I'll make a decision on Tuesday.
Okay, so thank you very much, Michelle. Can you say your name again for our listeners?
Michelle Guimond.
Yes, and watch out for him. He's with Not So Strictly Ballroom. And this is Justin Saint.
And Alexis Stoymanoff.
And this was our broadcast of Danceport from the 2011 North American Outgames here on CITR 101.9. Hope you had fun listening. And to leave you, here's the Cell Block Tango from Chicago.
Oh my God.
And now, the six merry murderesses of the Cook County Jail in their rendition of the Cell Block Tango.
Pop. Six. Squish. Uh-uh.
Cicero. Lip shit.
Pop. Six. Squish. Uh-uh.
Cicero. Lip shit.
Pop. Six. Squish.
Uh-uh. Cicero. Lip shit.
He had it coming. He had it coming. He only had himself to blame. If you'd have been there, if you'd have seen it, I bet you would have done the same.
Pop.
And hello, hello, hello. You are tuned into CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia. And we are here. We just finished some coverage of the dance sports, which was done by, Alexis and Justin. Amazing, 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 amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. And what we're going to do is we're actually going to cut to an hour-long soccer broadcast that was done by our very, very capable and amazing sports broadcasters, Megan and Spencer. Spencer is here in the studio. He just got here. He literally ran from the field to deliver this broadcast to you guys. So I don't know what else to say. He's tired. He must be. Are you okay?
I'm okay. Yeah.
Yeah. You're okay. Yeah. Just take a little breath. We really appreciate all the hard work that you're putting in. You know.
I think everyone thought I was a little weird running down the street. But hopefully,
cool.
If they're listening, they know now.
Yeah. Exactly. You know. I mean, we're all about the hard work here, mental and physical exhaustion. I'm sure we've been covering the Outgames all week and it's been going really well, but as I said before, we're going to go to the soccer broadcast. Do you want to introduce it a little bit?
Well, the game today, it's the bronze medal game, the men's bronze medal game between San Francisco team number one versus Toronto, and they've both been very good teams throughout this tournament. They both have quite a few subs, too. Some of the teams are smaller. Toronto's actually made up of people from all over. It's not just Toronto. So is San Francisco, I believe. Most of the teams are kind of like that. I'm exhausted.
You must be exhausted. I mean, I don't
it's
want
sunny
to...
out there.
Yeah, it's hot. It's warm. It's a Friday afternoon. I'm just...
It was an exciting game. I think you guys are gonna like this. Definitely go check out the gold medal game tomorrow.
And where's that?
Same field, Thunderbird Park, UBC.
Okay, cool. Yeah. That sounds great. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to cut to a little bit of music like we always do in between these broadcasts. We're going to put it on for you guys. I hope everybody's enjoying their wonderful sunny Friday. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia. For